Time to chat with Tommy Wheeldon Jr. I'll tell you what. I know that this is about Cavalry FC, and this is obviously your main focus. But in an indirect sort of way, you guys responsible for Calgary soccer fans, footy fans in our city, to witness two MLS teams come to town. That is a pretty it's pretty amazing when you think about it, isn't it?
Massively, especially when really competitively. We're only about 100 days old, aren't we?
Yeah.
When we kicked off on May 4th. What we have done is remarkable, really, because we needed a great launch. We've got an unbelievable venue at Spruce Meadows, great ownership group, and a great vision from the league. But in all of that, Calgary's a winning city, and it loves to be in the thick of the action, whether it's chasing playoffs or Grey Cups or anything like that. And because we're now bringing in established teams like the Vancouver Whitecaps and the Montreal Impact and taking scalps, it's pretty impressive, especially when we're on a fraction of the budget of what these guys are. But we've got big hearts and we've got a master plan.
So it is Montreal, the rematch. You guys did drop the first match in Montreal. I guess tell us a little bit about that game. The shortcomings and what you expect, at least how you maybe try and turn the screws and get at them tomorrow.
Yeah, do you know what? We knew going there, Montreal, a very, very technical side. I mean, Piatti scored, he's their key talisman that scored, I think, 68 goals in some like 127 games. So he's one of the DPs of the league and a big price tag to follow. But he's paid the big bucks because he's quality. And we gifted the first goal. Set us on the back foot. They then got a second just after half time, and I looked around at the players and thought, we knew going into this game we had to stay in the tie, and by that we knew a one goal swing would be okay. We wanted to make sure that we caught an away goal, because in the event of the goal aggregate score being tie, an away goal counts as double, and we knew as long as the tie was close, coming back to Spruce Meadows is a whole different ball game. Their field is massive. It's massive. It's finely manicured. It's like a golf green. And they were zipping it about on a very wet pitch. And when Nick Ledgewood got sent off as well, it was like a scene from Rocky IV. We felt like we were in Russia and Ivan Drago was just pounding at us and we're just not going down. And I looked at the eyes of their players afterwards, and I think they had respect for us for not giving up on the fight, for getting the goal and making it tough for them, because, for them, this was meant to be a given that they would be in the final against TFC or Ottawa. They just had to get through us, but they haven't. So we know when they come to Spruce Meadows, and you've been there, and I think it's a sellout now as of this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be rocking. And the noise that the foot soldiers and the fans create, stomping the feet, it'll be something new to Impact. The field is not as quick as what the MLS fields are, so it'll play slower, and it's going to be a difficult game for them, and we've got to play to our strengths too.
It's probably a question better asked to Montreal, but I'll ask you, do you feel like in some ways maybe Vancouver took you a little bit for granted, and now when you play Montreal there's less of that? Do you feel like the Impact was very much ready for you?
Yeah, they were, and fair play. Their coach Rémy Garde, he's a former French international. He's played over there and he's coached over there. He's here now, but he said before they played as the first game, he said that wasn't a fluke. They didn't get by the Whitecaps by luck. It was a good game plan. They executed very well, and we have to take them serious. And they put out a very strong lineup. And even this weekend when they played Chicago, and they're still in a playoff hunt, they've rested key guys like Piatti and Lapalainen. Bojan Krikic, former Barcelona player, was on the bench. He's a new sign-in. And they've just brought back Blue Tabla, Canadian international, that was at Barcelona as well. And, they've got a lot of threats we have to take care of. But we enjoy it, though, Boom. This is why we're in it. This is why we wanted to, be a professional club. We wanted to be in these big moments, big games. And our players are just relishing that opportunity.
For your players, what have you seen now, again, through three games, playing an MLS team? What is their mentality? Are they kind of looking up the ladder, if you will, and thinking maybe someday I get to that point? Or I'm just curious, their mindset mentality, less about the game itself and just the two leagues and how they compare.
The MLS is a very well-established league. It's very quick. It's been around a long time, and now these players that are playing against, every single one of them step on a sharp. You know, that's what the biggest difference is for our players is, you know, we play on varied fields. You know, theirs is very, very quick. I think our players also, if I took three of our players and put them in any of, whether it's the Whitecaps or Montreal, no difference. I took three of their players, put them in ours. I think the difference with us is if we had three DPs where it wasn't against your salary cap, and we put them in, I think that's where we would probably be able to compete in a more established league in the MLS with, like I said, three DP players down the spine. But I think just the speed of action, speed of play, that's been the only difference. But we've managed it very, very well. And the good thing about us, the way we've built it, and when you've got experienced players like Nick Ledgewood and Mason Trafford, Jonathan Wielden, Dominic Malonga, they provide a little bit of calmness for our young lads. And you've got Nico Pasquotti, Sergio Camargo, Jordan Brown, Elijah Adekunle, and Dominic Zator, obviously, he was the giant slayer in Vancouver. These guys are stepping up to the plate to say, look, you know, we're here to be considered.
I guess last one, what's the health of your squad? How are you?
Yeah, do you know what? We're taking a bit of a beating. We feel like we're in a version of Canadians' Amazing Race where we're going coast to coast. And there's a few bumps and bruises. We've just reported into the training ground now, and we're going to assess them. But no matter which lineup we have, we know that we'll be competitive. So that's the good thing, and that's how we built the squad anyway, was to be deep.
You mentioned you guys have been on the road a lot. If I'm reading this right, just two home games since Canada Day. Is someone going to have to show you around Spruce Meadows to get you reacquainted with everything? Is that going to be a challenge for you today?
You know, it's funny. I was just driving in, and obviously all of Stony Trail's being done. And I almost missed a turning because it feels like the road's almost done and the ring road. So it definitely is nice to be home. It's like whenever you travel, whether you go on holiday or go away on work, just coming home to your own household and your family, that's how it feels. And I've just walked through and it's familiar. And I think our players, once they see our fans again and feel the noise, that's like the 12th man. And that's what we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Congratulations, buddy. Glad that you're well. And this is indirectly, this is really a sign of the success of the club, that soccer fans here, who would have guessed that they'd be watching MLS teams come in and having their hands full. Great job. And we look forward to it tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Boone. Cheers, guys.
You bet. Tommy Wielden Jr. with Cavalry FC.